Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Yom Tov, Perek Zayin. The last two prakim of Hilchot Yom Tov discuss the Isser Malacha of Chol HaMoed. Our perek focuses on the fundamental principles, including the general categories of Malacha, which are permitted on Chol HaMoed, as well as specific activities which are prohibited for special reasons. The end of the perek discusses engaging in commerce on Chol HaMoed. There are many details in this perek, but we will place greater emphasis on the fundamental principles rather than on the specific examples which come up. Halacha Aleph. Chulo shel moed, afal pi shelo ne'mar bo shabbaton, ho'il v'nikra mikra kodesh, v'harei hu zman chagiga b'mikdash, asur basiat malacha, kedei shelo ye kishar yimei achol, she'ein behen kedusha klal, v'hause bo malacha asura, makinoto makat mardut, mipnei shi'isuro midivrei sofrim. V'lo kol melechet avoda asura bo kiyom tov, shesof ha'inyan badvarim shne'asru bo kedei shelo ye kiyom chol l'chol davar. Lefichach yesh melachot asurot bo, v'yesh melachot mutarot. The days of Chol HaMoed are not called Shabbaton in the Torah, and so there is no Isser Malacha Midoraita on these days. But they are called Mikra Kodesh, and they are times of rejoicing in the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, Chazal forbade certain types of Malacha on Chol HaMoed, so that these days not resemble ordinary weekdays which have no Kedusha at all. Because the Isser Malacha is Midrabanan, one who performs a forbidden Malacha on Chol HaMoed gets the punishment of Makat Mardut. The Rambam statement at the beginning of the halacha that the days of Chol HaMoed are called Mikra Kodesh is surprising, as the Psukim use this term only for the same 6 days which are called Shabbaton, and which have the Isser of Kol Melechet Avodah Lo Ta'asu. He seems to be referring to the summary pasuk later in the perek, which says, Eile Mo'adei Hashem, Asher Tikru Otam Mikra Ekodesh, and proceeds to talk about offering korbanot on the holidays. As Chol HaMoed was also characterized by a special Korban Musaf, and the individual Korbanot of Yom Tov can be brought on Chol HaMoed as well, this pasuk seems to include Chol HaMoed under the general heading of Mikra'i Kodesh. Different sources in the Gemara give different impressions about whether the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Midoraita or Midrabanan, and the Rambam in this halacha clearly expresses the view that it is entirely rabbinic. Categories of permitted work like Davar HaAved and Tzorach HaMoed, which we'll see in the coming halachot, certainly have no direct source in the Torah, in the same way that Melechet Ochel Nefesh does on the main 6 days of Yom Tov, and this seems to support the Rambam's view. But the Gemara in Masechet Chagiga learns the Isser Malacha of Chol HaMoed from a pasuk, and justifies the various categories of permitted work with the explanation that Misaran HaKatuv LaChachamim, the Torah left it up to Chazal to decide on the exact parameters of what is permitted and what remains forbidden. Recall that we saw this concept used by the Ran in the context of the four Inuyim of Yom Kippur, aside from fasting. Many Rishonim therefore disagree with the Rambam and conclude that the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Midoraita, with important ramifications on a practical level. For example, the first category we'll see of permitted malacha on Chol HaMoed is Davar HaAved, a case in which malacha is needed in order to avoid a significant financial loss. What if there is a suffix as to whether a certain malacha is required in order to head off a significant loss, that is, suffix Davar HaAved? May one perform the malacha on Chol HaMoed? According to many poskim, this depends on whether the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Midoraita or Midrabanan, based on the principles of Safek Doraita Lechumra and Safek Derabanan Lekula. Between the opinions that the Isser Malacha is entirely Doraita and entirely Midrabanan, the Magen Mishnah here quotes the compromise opinion of the Ramban. Midoraita, one may not perform any Malacha which isn't a Davar HaAved or the Tzorech HaMoed, something necessary for the holiday itself, the second category of permitted malacha that we'll encounter soon. But these two categories are permitted entirely midoraita, and Chazal added some further restrictions, which we'll learn as we proceed in the perek. Halacha bet. Ve'eluhain. Kol malacha she'im lo ya'ase ota b'moed, yesham hefseid harbe, osinota, uvilvad shelo yeba torah harbe. Ketzad, mashkin beit hashlahin b'moed, aval lo beit hamashke. She'im lo yashke beit hashlahin, vihi ha'aretz hatzmea, yipastu kol ha'ilanot sheba.
וכשהוא משקה אותה, לא ידלבי השקה מן הבריכה או ממי הגשמים, מפני שהוא תורח גדול, אבל משקה הוא מן המעיין, בין שהיה, בין שיצא כתחילה, ממשיכו ומשקה בו, וכן כל כיוצא בזה. In any situation where not doing a malacha will lead to a great financial loss, it is permitted to do the malacha on Chol HaMoed, provided it can be done without excessive tircha, physical labor. The example given here is watering a Beit HaShlahin. Some versions have the spelling Beit HaShlachin, which is our text in the opening Mishnah of Masechet Moed Katan, a field which doesn't get enough rainwater and requires irrigation. This can be done on Chol HaMoed, but only by diverting a spring in the direction of the field, not by drawing water from a pool or reservoir and carrying it to the field, as this is physically taxing and represents excessive tircha. A Beit HaMashke, a field which can survive on rainwater alone, may not be watered on Chol HaMoed at all, because this is not a Davar HaAved in the first place. Halacha Gimel lists some more examples of Davar HaAved, which are permitted on Chol HaMoed, including harvesting grapes from a vineyard when they are ripe enough that leaving them unpicked would cause them to go bad. We continue with Halacha Dalet. ואסור לאדם שיתכוון ויאחר מלאכות אלו וכיוצא בהן, ויניחן כדי לעשותן במועד, מפני שהוא פנוי. וכל המכוון מלאכתו והניחה למועד ועשה במועד, בית דין מאבדין אותה ומפקירין אותה לכל. ואם כיוון מלאכתו ומת, אין קונסין בנו אחריו, ואין מאבדין את ממונו, ואין מונעין את הבן מלעשות אותה מלאכה במועד שלא תובד. It is only permitted to perform on Chol HaMoed any malacha which qualifies as Davar HaAved if one did not intentionally delay doing this malacha until Chol HaMoed because he has more time during the holiday. It is forbidden to delay malacha for this reason, that is, to be mechavein melachto lamoed. Beit Din must punish one who does so by destroying whatever was achieved by doing the malacha and making the produce affected by it hefker, available for anyone to take. But if the guilty party dies before Beit Din can do this, then Beit Din does not punish his son, who inherits the property, by destroying anything, and they allow the son to perform any further malacha to prevent a loss. In Halacha Hey, the Rambam moves to another category of permitted malacha on Chol HaMoed. מי שצרח לתפור לו בגד או לבנות לו מקום במועד, אם היה הדיוט ואינו מהיר באותה מלאכה, הרי זה עושה אותה כדרכו. ואם היה אומן מהיר, הרי זה עושה אותה מעשה הדיוט. כיצד? בתפירה, מחלב, ובבניין מניח אבנים ואינו תח בתית עליהן, ושף סדקי הקרקע ומגילם ביד וברגל כאין שמגילים במחלציים. וכן כל כיוצא בזה. This halacha speaks not of davar ha'aved, but of malacha whose purpose is litzorech ha'moed. It provides some immediate benefit during the holiday itself. For example, sewing a piece of clothing or building some structure for use during the holiday. The halacha is that this may be done in a non-professional manner, that is ma'aseh hedyot, not in a professional manner ma'aseh uman. Someone who is not capable of sewing or building in a professional manner may do these activities as he ordinarily would. One who is a professional in these activities must deviate from his usual manner. In sewing, a professional may make just a few stitches far apart from each other. In building, he may arrange rocks in a pile without attaching them to each other. Smoothing out cracks in the ground should be done with one's hand or foot rather than with a kli. Halacha Vav. מי שהייתה לו תבואה מחוברת לקרקע, ואין לו מה יאכל במועד אלא ממנה, אף על פי שאין כאן הפסד, אין מצריכין אותו לקנות מה יאכל מן השוק עד שיקצור אחר המועד, אלא קוצר ומאמר ודש וזורר ובורר ותוכן מה שהוא צריך, ובלבד שלא ידוש בפרות, שכל דבר שאין בו הפסד צריך לשנות, וכן כל כיוצא בזה. If someone has nothing to eat over Chol HaMoed, except for grain, which is still attached to the ground, he may do all the malachot required to make it into bread, from harvesting, kotzer, onward. This is true even though he has the option to buy food from others, rather than doing these malachot, and even though these malachot qualify as ma'aseh uman. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, malacha for tzorech ha-moed is permitted even when it is ma'aseh uman if it is done for ochel nefesh purposes, as in this case where he doesn't have any other food. However, the Rambam adds, the malacha must be done with a shinui, some deviation from the usual manner, In this case of making grain into flour, the required shinui is that the threshing not be done with oxen, as it is usually done, but with some other animal or by hand. The Beit Yosef quotes the opinion of other Rishonim that the melacha must be done not only with a shinui, but in a quiet and unobtrusive manner, in which case using any animal to thresh the grain would be prohibited. The Rambam himself mentions in Halacha Tet that professionals who do work for Ochel Nefesh, which is Letzorach HaMoed, must do so in a discreet manner, referring to the hunters, harvesters, and flour grinders who produce food to sell during the holiday. But evidently the Rambam doesn't think that this requirement applies to someone threshing his own grain. Halachot Zayin and Chet mention other examples of Melechet Ochel Nefesh, which may be done in the normal manner when it is done Letzorach HaMoed. And we continue with Halacha Yud. Osin kol tzorchei harabim b'moed. Ketzad, mitaknin et kilkulei ha-mayim shibreshut harabim, u-mitaknin et hadrachim v'et ha-rechovot, v'chofrin la-rabim borot shichin u-ma'arot, v'chorin lehen naharot kidei shiishtu mimemehen, v'chonsin mayim levorot u-ma'arot shel rabim, u-mitaknin et sidkehen, u-misirin ha-kotsin min hadrachim, u-modedin et ha-mikvaot, v'chol mikveh shenimtza chaser, margilin lo mayim u-mashlimin shi'uro. The third category of permitted malacha on Chol HaMoed, after Davar HaAved and Tzorech HaMoed, is Tzorchei Rabim, the needs of the community. This includes maintenance of public facilities, like walking paths and roads used for traveling, as well as wells, cisterns, and other sources of drinking water. The mikvaot should be measured during Chol HaMoed, and any mikveh which is found to have too little water is filled to the proper shear. Halacha Yud Aleph lists more examples of Tzorchei Rabim handled by Beit Din, including redeeming captives, marking any graves whose original markers had been washed away by the rain so that Kohanim can know to stay away from them, and locating and making hefker any kilayim which were allowed to grow intentionally or due to negligence. Halacha Yud Bet lists a number of basic judicial duties of Beit Din as Kitzorchei Rabim, similar enough to Tzorchei Rabim to be permitted on Chol HaMoed. These include judging monetary and capital cases, issuing documents for various purposes, and even writing a shtar kiddushin and a get for marriage and divorce. Other Rishonim believe that the last two are only permitted when they qualify as davar ha'aved, like when someone will lose the opportunity to marry a woman unless he writes and gives the shtar kiddushin over Chol HaMoed, and when a husband may travel abroad and leave his wife as an aguna if the get isn't written and given on Chol HaMoed. The Rambam, though, permits writing these documents in all cases, as he considers them to be included in the very broad category of Tzorchei Rabim. We continue with Halachot Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Ve'asur lichtov b'moed afilu sfarim tfilin umzuzot, ve'ein magihin afilu ot achat b'sefer hazara, mipnei shezo melacha she'ina l'tzorcha moed, aval kotev hu adam tfilin umzuza la'atzmo, ותובע תחילת לבגדו, ואם אין לו מה יאכל, כותב ומוכר לאחרים כדי פרנסתו. ומותר לכתוב אגרות של שאלת שלום במועד, וכותב חשבונותיו ומחשב יצאותיו, שכתיבת אלו אין אדם נזהר בתיקונן, ונמצאו כמעשה הדיוט במלאכות. These halachot discuss which forms of writing are permitted on Chol HaMoed. One may not write a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, or Mezuzot in order to sell them, as this is not Letzorach HaMoed, but he may write these for his own use, even if they will only be ready to use after the holiday. And he may also spin strings of Tchelet to put on his clothing as part of his tzitzit. Even though these last examples aren't Letzorach HaMoed, if the completed item will not be ready until after the holiday, the Mishneh Berurah explains that litzorech mitzvah can also be a basis to allow malacha on Chol HaMoed. But this heter seems to be limited to situations where the malacha is necessary to avoid missing out on a mitzvah, like here, where the longer he waits to write his tefillin, the longer he will be without them. It does not mean that one can do any malacha on Chol HaMoed for the purpose of any mitzvah. The Rambam alludes at the end of Halacha Yud Gimel to a fourth permitted category of malacha on Chol HaMoed, namely work done by a laborer who needs to work in order to have food to eat. A sofer who falls into this category may write and sell stam in order to sustain himself. The Rama allows this even if the sofer has what to eat but wants more food and better food for the holiday. It is permitted to write social correspondence and calculations of expenditures on Chol HaMoed, as these are written in an unprofessional manner, unlike the writing of Stam. and therefore they qualify as Maaseh Hedyot. The assumption seems to be that the correspondence and the calculations are Litzorach HaMoed, consistent with what the Rambam wrote in Halacha Hey, that any malacha done Litzorach HaMoed is permitted if it is done in an unprofessional manner. From the Rambam, it is clear that only professional writing, like stam and calligraphy, is forbidden on Chol HaMoed, and normal writing, as typically done by a layman, is permitted Litzorach HaMoed without any shinui. But the Rama writes that the custom is to require a shinui in any type of writing. The Mishnah Berurah records a custom to write at least the first line at a slant. But the Aruch HaShulchan is lenient to allow writing Litzorach HaMoed without any shinui at all. Poskim are lenient about typing on a computer and printing out the text on a printer, though if done in large quantities, this can represent a normal weekday activity, which is inconsistent with the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed. Halacha Tetvav records that all practical needs relating to burying the dead can be performed on Chol HaMoed, including building a coffin and even cutting beams of wood for this purpose. Building a coffin should be done discreetly in private, because an onlooker may not realize that the malacha is being done for a permitted purpose. But if the deceased is famous and people know that he passed away, then a coffin may be built even in public. We continue with Halacha Tet Zayin. Ein ro'in et hanigaim b'moed, shema yimatze tamei v'nimtza chago nepach le'evel. Ve'ein nos'in nashim v'lo miyabmin b'moed, kidei shelo tishtakach simchat hachag b'simchat hanisuin. Aval machzir hu et grushato, u'ma'arsin nashim b'moed, u'vilvad shelo ya'aseh su'udat erusin v'lo su'udat nisuin, kidei shelo ya'arev simcha acheret b'simchat hechag. A Kohen may not examine a Nega Tzara'at on Chol HaMoed, because if the person with a Nega is found to be Tamei, then this will turn his holiday into a period of Avilut. Several of the practices of the Metzora are similar to those of a mourner. We saw in Halacha Yudbet that a man may be Mekadesh a woman on Chol HaMoed, but the second stage of marriage, Nisuin, or what we call Chuppah, may not be done on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan records a drasha of V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha, and the Rambam explains that we must avoid having the simcha of the holiday overshadowed by another simcha which can wait until later. Kiddushin is permitted, as we saw, and even chuppah is permitted when one remarries a woman he previously divorced, machzir grushato, because this isn't considered a great simcha. However, even in these cases, one may not make a se'uda on Chol HaMoed to celebrate the Kiddushin or Nisuin, based on the principle of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We may not mix together two different happy occasions, namely the holiday and the festive meal. The Shulchan Aruch allows a se'uda of a Brit Milah and of a Pidyon HaBen during Chol HaMoed, as these events cannot be delayed, as well as a Sheva Brachot meal for a couple that married before the holiday. Halacha Yud Zayin. Ein megalchin ve'ein mechabsin b'moed. Gzera shema yashe adam atzmo l'toch ha'moed, v'yavo yom tov harishon v'hu menuval. Lefichach, kol mi she'i efshar lo legaleach u lechabes be'erev yom tov, harei ze mutar lechabes u legaleach. It is forbidden to cut one's hair, including shaving, and to launder clothes on Chol HaMoed. Even when these activities are litzorech ha'moed, they are still forbidden due to a gezera. Chazal were concerned that one would delay performing these activities until Chol HaMoed, when he has more time, the result being that he enters the holiday unshaven and with only dirty clothes. So they forbade Giluach and Kibbutz during Chol HaMoed altogether, forcing everyone to perform these activities in advance of the holiday. Therefore, Chazal didn't include in the Gzera people who didn't have the opportunity to perform these malachot in advance. And Halacha Yudchet lists several examples. These include someone who returns on Chol HaMoed from an overseas journey, for business purposes, not just for pleasure, one who is released from captivity or from prison on Chol HaMoed, a person who had been placed in Nidui, for whom haircut and laundry are forbidden, as we learned in Hilchot Talmud Torah, and only released from the Nidui during Chol HaMoed, and finally, one who made a Shavua, forbidding himself to cut his hair or launder his clothes, and only did Hatarat Nidarim on Chol HaMoed. The Rambam also includes a fifth person in this list, namely a mourner, whose Shiva from before the holiday was ended by the first day of Yom Tov, or whose Shiva ended on Shabbat Erev Yom Tov. But as the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Rambam means only that this person may launder his clothes during Chol HaMoed, as laundry is forbidden during Shiva, but not that he may cut his hair or shave, because these are forbidden even during Shloshim, and the Shloshim will continue after the holiday ends. Halacha Yutet adds the caveat that if any of these five people had the opportunity to cut his hair, shave, or do laundry before the holiday and neglected to do so, then the Gzeira applies to him as much as to anyone else. The only people who are allowed to cut their hair on Chol HaMoed, even if they had the opportunity to do so earlier, are the Nazir and the Metzora, who must shave their heads as part of the procedure of bringing their korbanot, and we don't want to delay their korbanot until after the holiday. In Halacha Chaf, the Rambam permits cutting fingernails on Chol HaMoed, but the Rama writes that the custom is to allow cutting fingernails with scissors or some other kli only for a woman whose mikveh night comes out during Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah adds that cutting fingernails with one's fingers or teeth is permitted in any event. If someone generally shaves every day, may he shave on Chol HaMoed? A similar question goes back to the time of the Rishonim. The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam was that one who shaved or cut his hair on Erev Yom Tov and wishes to do so again during Chol HaMoed may do so, as the Gzeira doesn't apply to him. This is similar to the case of linen garments, mentioned later in Halacha Chaf Aleph, which may be laundered on Chol HaMoed because they need to be washed frequently, and even if one launders them on Erev Yom Tov, they may need to be washed again within a few days. But this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam was rejected by the majority of Rishonim, as well as by the Shulchan Aruch. A linen garment is clearly identifiable as such, so anyone who sees it being laundered on Chol HaMoed understands why. But an onlooker who sees someone shave or cut his hair on Chol HaMoed would have no way to know that this person did so on Erev Yom Tov, and so the Gzeira should apply even in this case. As modern poskim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, point out, that objection is entirely moot in the modern context. It is a common practice to shave every day, and anyone who does so is clearly identifiable as such because he is clean-shaven. If this person shaves during Chol HaMoed, everyone understands why. It's because he shaves every day, not because he neglected to do so earlier. Rav Moshe Feinstein himself, despite this convincing argument, was reluctant to issue a wide-ranging heter to shave on Chol HaMoed, and limited it in practice to those who need to shave for a pressing reason, like if he becomes very physically uncomfortable by being unshaven. But Rav Soloveitchik permitted anyone who shaves every day to do so on Chol HaMoed as well, and even felt that this was obligatory because of Kavod Yom Tov, especially on the last day of Chol HaMoed, so as not to enter the last day or days of the holiday unshaven. Several other modern poskim take a similar lenient approach. Halacha Chaf Aleph. Hazavim v'hazavot v'hanidot v'hayoldot v'chol ha'olim mituma l'tahara b'toch ha'moed harei elu mutarin l'chabes. ומי שאין לו אלא חלוק אחד, הרי זה מחפשו. מטפחות הידיים ומטפחות הספרים, ומטפחות הספג, הרי אלו מותרים לחבס. וכן כלי פשטן, מותר לחבסן במועד, מפני שהן צריכים כיבוס תמיד, אפילו נתכבסו ערב יום טוב. This halacha lists several examples of items which may be laundered on Chol HaMoed, including linen garments, as we mentioned earlier, towels for the hands and other parts of the body, and clothes worn by a menstruating woman. The common denominator of these is that they get dirty quickly and frequently. Another similar case mentioned here is that of someone who has only one item of clothing. It may be assumed that it won't stay clean throughout the holiday, and thus may be washed during Chol HaMoed. Some Rishonim extend this heter to clothes of young children, which are frequently soiled, and the Rama accepts this leniency. Rav Avadi Yosef felt that the same applies nowadays to regular undergarments, which the common custom is to change on a daily basis. Other poskim, however, believe that one should ensure in advance that he has enough undergarments for the entire holiday, and not rely on washing them during Chol HaMoed. If one has just one or two permitted items to wash on Chol HaMoed, then it is best to wash them by hand. But if he has many items which need laundering, like if there are several young children in the house without very large wardrobes, then he may use a washing machine, and he may fill the machine even if this ends up being a greater quantity than needed for the rest of the holiday. Some poskim even allow, in this case, filling the machine with other clothing items which don't fall into the permitted categories mentioned in this halacha. Halacha Chaf Bet. Ein osin schora b'moed, bein limkor, bein liknot. Vim haya davar ha'avud, she'eno matsui tamid l'achar ha'moed, kegon sfinot o shayarot sheba'u. או שהן מבקשים לצאת, ומאחרו בזול או לקחו ביוקר, הרי זה מותר למכור או לקנות. ואין לוקחים בתים ועבדים ובהמה, אלא לצורך המועד. One may not engage in commercial transactions on Chol HaMoed, whether buying or selling, except in the case of a fleeting opportunity to buy something for an especially low price or make a large profit by selling for a high price. If the opportunity is likely not to last until after the holiday, then this is considered a davar haved and is permitted. Purchasing a home, a servant, or an animal may only be done litzorech hamoed. Halacha Chaf Gimel. Mochrei perot ksut v'chelim mochrin b'tzina litzorech hamoed. Ketzad. אם הייתה חנות פתוחה לזווית או למבוי, פותח כדרכו, ואם הייתה פתוחה לרשות הרבים, פותח אחת ונועל אחת. וערב יום טוב האחרון של חג הסוכות, מוציא ומאתר את השוק בפירות בשביל כבוד יום טוב. מוכרי תבלין מוכרים כדרכן בפרהסיה. Storekeepers who sell fruit, clothing, and utensils may sell discreetly and only lezorech hamoed on Chol HaMoed. This means that a store which opens to the Rishut HaRabim should have its entrance only partially open and not entirely open. Only on the last day of Chol HaMoed, that is, Erev, the end of Yom Tov, may one sell food in a more public and festive manner in honor of the holiday. The Rambam mentions only that this may be done at the end of Sukkot, just before Shmini Atzeret. The Magid Mishnah understands that the heter is limited to this day because of the unique nature of Shmini Atzeret as a separate holiday with its own character and its own Birkat Shechianu. But the Tur seems to understand that the same heter applies just before Shvi'i Shel Pesach, even though these considerations don't apply to Shvi'i Shel Pesach. In light of the very limited allowance to open stores on Chol HaMoed, as the Rambam writes here, only Litzorech HaMoed and in a discreet manner, poskim of earlier generations struggled to justify the custom to keep stores open in the normal manner during Chol HaMoed. In some cases, this was necessary for the storekeeper's basic needs, in which case this qualifies as po'el ani she'ein lo mayochal, that we'll see in the next halacha, and which came up earlier in Halacha Yud Gimel. Others consider this to be davar ha'aved. It must be emphasized that giving up an opportunity to make money is not considered davar ha'aved. The fleeting opportunity for profit in Halacha Chaf Bet is an exception, and even that does not relate to selling in a store. Only the potential loss of something one already has qualifies as Davar HaAved. But Poskim justified the custom to keep stores open with the argument that if a Jewish store closes for a week or more, then non-Jewish customers will find some other store which is open during that week. They may then decide to continue patronizing that other store, meaning that the Jewish store will lose its regular customers, and this arguably constitutes a davar haved. Of course, if someone has food to eat and he knows that he can shut his store for all of Chol HaMoed without losing customers, then he should make every effort to do so. Halacha Chaf Dalet. Kol she'asur la'asoto b'moed, eino omer le'goy la'asoto, v'chol she'asur la'asoto b'moed, im ein lo ma yochal, harei ze ose k'dei parnasato, v'chein ose schora b'k'dei parnasato, u'mutar la'ashir l'iskor po'el ani she'ein lo ma yochal, la'asot melacha she'i asura b'moed, k'dei she'itol scharo li'parnesbo. V'chein lo'chin dvarim she'inan le'tzorech ha'moed, mipnei tzorech ha'mocher she'ein lo ma yochal. Whatever one may not do on Chol HaMoed, he may not ask a non-Jew to do for him. If he is poor and does not have enough to eat, he may work to the extent necessary to meet his basic needs. A wealthy person may hire a worker who is this poor on Chol HaMoed to do malacha which would ordinarily be forbidden on Chol HaMoed. If a storekeeper is this poor, then as we mentioned in the last halacha, one may purchase from him even things that aren't Litzorech HaMoed. Halacha Chafei. Sochrin et ha-sachir al ha-melacha ba-moed la-sota la-char ha-moed. ובלבד שלא ישקול ולא ימדוד ולא ימנה כדרך שהוא עושה בחול. וגוי שקיבל קיבולת מישראל, אפילו היה חוץ לתחום, אינו מניחו לעשות במועד, שהכל יודעים שמלאכה זו של ישראל, ויחשדו אותו שהוא שכר את הגוי לעשות לו במועד, שאין הכל יודעים הפרש שיש בין השכיר ובין הקבלן, ולפיכך אסור. One may hire a worker on Chol HaMoed to do malacha after the holiday. If one hires a non-Jew to do work for him, even though this work is kablanut, meaning the non-Jew isn't paid to work at a specific time, but can do the work whenever he wants, the Jew must insist that the work not be done on Chol HaMoed. The reason for this is a gezeira. Anyone who sees the non-Jew doing the Jew's work, wherever this work is being done, may think that the non-Jew was hired by the Jew specifically to do the work on Chol HaMoed. Poskim debate the conditions under which an employee may work on Chol HaMoed, and when he is required to take off from work. Some believe that if he is entitled to vacation days, then he must use these in order to avoid working on Chol HaMoed, even if this means that he won't be able to take a proper vacation during the summer. Others are more lenient and rule that if a summer vacation is very important for reasons related to family or to a general need to take a rest period from work, then he does not need to give up on that in order to avoid working on Chol HaMoed. Even if he does not take vacation days, there remains the question of whether he must take off from work and lose his salary for those days, if this can be done without concern that he may be fired for missing too many days of work, or fall so far behind that his work after the holiday will be adversely affected. As there are many factors which go into this type of question, each case should be discussed individually with a knowledgeable Rav who can determine the proper course of action based on the specific details of that case.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.